Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning. If you're just joining us and if you were thinking of going out for a driver's license or other DMV services in the state of New Jersey, don't. The Motor Vehicle Commission shut down offices across the state today, forcing 2,406 employees to take an unpaid day off. This is part of the rotation of furloughs to save money in the economic downturn. So while you can't get a driver's test, officials said that vehicle inspection stations will remain open under normal hours, so you can get your car inspected. A second state-mandated furlough is scheduled for June 15th. Officials said they are needed to balance the budget and cut costs. Meanwhile, dozens of New Jersey casino inspectors will not be taking two-day unpaid furloughs in the coming weeks. We are told that the 151 inspectors employed by the State Casino Control Commission have now been designated as essential state employees, meaning they will remain on the job when other commission staffers take their unpaid leave this month and next. So that's some of the latest from New Jersey. The June 2nd primary, fast approaching, is more just 2 weeks from tomorrow. The main prize, which Republican gets to run for governor against John Corzine? We've heard from Steve Lonergan and Chris Christie in recent weeks. Now the final candidate, Assemblyman Richard Merkt from Mendham, who has been protesting his exclusion from the two debates held in the last week because he hasn't raised enough money. Assemblyman Merkt, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian.
That's a great way to run a democracy, isn't it? Judge your fitness for a debate by how much money you've collected?
Or how much money you've taken from the taxpayers.
Imagine if they did that in the New York City mayoral debates. Mayor Bloomberg would be debating himself for the rest of his life.
Well, we've had that situation in New Jersey for a number of years. When you come to it, you look at our current governor, who's a nice gentleman, but basically is a gazillionaire, and you look at our senator, Frank Lautenberg, who's in exactly the same situation. So it appears that we are well on our way to establishing a plutocracy here in New Jersey.
But wait, it's one thing to exclude you from the Republican primary debates on the basis of money raised, but are you saying that there's something about the personal wealth of Corzine or Lautenberg that makes them less fit for office?
No, not that. I'm saying that the way our system works, it's now changed to the point where people of ordinary means really cannot aspire to the highest offices because they're simply going to be outbid. And that's because you are allowed to spend an unlimited amount of your personal wealth to promote your candidacy. However, if you're a person of ordinary means and someone gives you $3,500 for a campaign contribution, you're both in big trouble.
Are you for the furloughs, by the way? Do you have any reaction to that Casino Control Commission story?
Well, I think it's kind of amusing. First of all, the furloughs, in my view, are the symptom of a badly mismanaged economy. And as far as the casinos remaining open, it's real simple. They bring in money. And the state figured out from the shutdown a number of years ago in July that they wanted to declare these guys essential employees so that the casinos could remain open and bring in that money.
So maybe it makes a certain kind of sense.
Oh, yeah. This is a question of not blowing your own toes off.
Tell us about how things are in Mendham. How's the Mendham area? And for people not from the area, who lives in Mendham, more or less? Who do you represent, and how are they doing in the recession?
Well, I think Mendham could generally be categorized as pretty much an upper-middle-class community with some extremely wealthy people. We have a lot of people who are based out of the New York economy, and particularly Wall Street. So I think it's fair to say that when New York gets a cold, Mendham gets pneumonia. And so we've been badly affected, I think, by the Wall Street collapse. A lot of people have been displaced and have had to literally pick up their lives in the midst of a recession and try to establish new careers. It's not easy.
I read a comment of yours that you think Chris Christie and Steve Lonergan are getting bogged down on the issue of taxes. Do you not see taxes as the number one issue for Republicans in New Jersey this year?
Well, you have to kind of look at it a couple of ways. Property taxes are always the number one issue here in New Jersey because we have a chronic problem of having very, very high property taxes. What the other candidates are discussing, however, is how they're going to reform the income tax in New Jersey. Now, the difficulty of that is no gubernatorial candidate can come in and say, I'm going to change the income tax system because it requires an act of the legislature. The legislature is controlled by the Democrats. It's going to be controlled by the Democrats even after this year's election. So the suggestion that you're going to promise people that you're going to change the tax system is a bit expansive.
What would you do?
Well, I don't believe in focusing on that issue. I think the larger thing that we need to do is focus on the fact that New Jersey is going to go bankrupt if it doesn't get its spending under control in short order. We now have approaching $200 billion in long-term obligations, including the state debt, the interest on the debt, the unfunded pensions for public employees, and, of course, health benefits for retired public employees. And that's a huge number. That's about six times our annual budget. If we spent nothing doing anything for the next 6 years, we would just be able to pretty much pay off that obligation. And obviously, we can't do that. So we are in deep financial trouble. And that's where I think the attention needs to be paid. I also think, Brian, that we need to look at the fundamental root cause of a lot of this, which goes back to our state Supreme Court, which has become the Department of Spending. They pass rulings on school funding and on affordable housing. And these rulings require spending enormous amounts of money, and the Supreme Court never says, how do you come up with the money?
In a way, spending on education and property taxes are related in the court's eyes, because they would say if you believe in rough justice in terms of education funding for kids in our public schools from, you know, families of different income levels, and you have schools that are basically funded by property taxes, you'll get an upper middle class to rich area like Mendham with the folks able to dump lots of money into a gold-plated education for their kids, and then you get other neighborhoods in Newark or Camden or wherever where they're going to wind up not getting nearly the dollars spent per child. And so the Abbott decision said, well, the state has to even that out, at least to some degree, to provide enough money for a sound basic education for every child. Do you think that principle is wrong?
I think the principle is wrong. I think the actual factual outcome in the state of New Jersey is exactly the reverse of what you just presented. What we have now is gold-plated educations that don't work in cities like Newark and Camden. And what we have is the rest of the state suffering with inadequate support for the public schools, resulting in 80% of our kids being underfunded. That is wrong. It is immoral. It is unethical, and it needs to change. Furthermore, I don't believe that just because you have seven lawyers who put on black robes that they become geniuses and suddenly know the solutions for the state of New Jersey. That's why we have elected officials. When we make mistakes, we can be replaced.
If you are having trouble raising money, when it comes to primary day and Republicans go to the polls on June 2nd, and they want to vote for somebody who can get out there and beat the pants off wealthy John Corzine, why should they choose you?
Because no one can run against John Corzine based on equaling his expenditures. Here's a plutocrat who has bought both offices that he's had previously, and he's going to try to do it again. That's not the message for Republicans to win in 2009. The message for Republicans to win is, hey, folks, you've already seen John Corzine's act for the last 4 years. You've heard his promises, and you've watched and seen how he has not been able to deliver. 4 years of John Corzine, more, are going to be just like the last four.
But Christie and Lonergan are saying that, too.
Oh, of course they're saying that. But, you know, the difference between Christie and Lonergan and me is simple. I have 32 years of state experience. Neither of those gentlemen has ever served a day in state government. And if you don't think experience matters, look at John Corzine. He came to the state with no experience, but with good intentions and a very bright man. And it's been amateur hour in the front office for the last 4 years.
Last thing, if the legislature passes a medical marijuana bill, and it is up in the legislature, as you know, would you sign it? We have on this program in the last 2 months, Corzine saying yes, Lonergan saying yes, Christie saying no.
And on this particular issue, I happen to agree with Christie. I am concerned that this would inevitably lead to a diversion of marijuana to illicit uses. And I think that that issue needs to be addressed.
Assemblyman Richard Murkett from Mendham. He is in the Republican gubernatorial primary on June 2nd. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, we'll play some clips from President Obama's commencement address at Notre Dame yesterday. He brought up the abortion issue much more directly and at length than we were initially told that he would. So we'll play a few of the clips and get your reactions. Was he right to aim for common ground? 212-433-WNYC. You can start calling now with any of your reactions to what you've already heard of President Obama at Notre Dame yesterday. 212-433-9692.